Good morning, welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Vayikra Shlishi, the third Aliyah in Parshas Vayikra. The topic of our Aliyah is the rules for the meal offerings. We hear in our Aliyah about the continuing menachos, the continued meal offerings. Our Aliyah runs for 10 psukim from Perek Beis to Pasuk Zion to Pasuk Tes Zion. Let's take a look at that and try and understand it. We first hear about the Minchas Marcheshes. That is a cooked meal offering, which is in a deep pot, as opposed to the Machabas, which is the pan. In the previous Aliyah, this is the deep pot Mincha. And we hear about how the pot, the Azkara, the pot which is taken out of it, is taken and burnt on the Mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by Aaron and his children. We then also hear about the fact that there's a few rules for the Mincha. No Mincha can be chametz, it cannot be leaven, and it cannot be allowed to ferment, to rise. And there, we're also told that no so'or, no yeast, nor devash, honey, can be part of the Mincha of Hashem. And we hear also about the korban reishis, which is described here, the first korban, and then another, the korban minchas bikurim, which we have to think about what that means. We do hear that although there may not be so'or or dvash, we hear that there must be salt. There must be salt in the korban. Try to understand what this is. And then we hear about this again, this korban minchas bikurim, which sounds like the mincha of the first fruits is brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and it is actually roasted in this case. So different ways of treating different grains. Very hard to understand all of these things just from reading the Pesukim right here. We need to have a little bit of a background, so let's just take a few points to ponder. First of all, some basics. Why is it that salt must be on the korbanos, or it must be on these menachos? So the Gemara actually describes in Berachos Daf Hei Amud Beis that there is a notion of salt representing a covenant. And the idea of that is that salt actually makes meat sweeter. It is able to do that, but it is also is something which purifies. And so in the process of the korbanos process, the salt is an important idea of sweetening that which is raw, and also purifying that which is broken. That is the function of salt, and that's why it's symbolically used in the korbanos as well. Why no leaven? Why no leaven and honey in the korban process? So the Chazal understand this, that the leaven, the so'or, is a example of the Yetzer Hara. It's the, so to speak, this puffed up excess in life, which is seen to be something to be avoided. And the honey is also seen as an indulgence. When it comes to the process of a korban, when a person is purifying themselves, it needs to be in a way that they are not, it is not through an indulgence. The towards the Aliyah, we have this notion of what's called the Minchas Bikurim. Is this referring to the Bikurim, the first fruits? Surely that's not a Mincha, that's just the first fruits and brought to the Kohen. So as Rashi explains, what's referred to here is what's called the Korban HaOmer. When we say we count the Siras HaOmer, we actually count from the day that the Korban HaOmer was brought, which is on the second day of Pesach, and it's this barley offering, which is a grain offering brought to the Beis HaMikdash, which would enable people to start eating the Yashan, the produce of the last year since Pesach. And that's what's being referred to over here as well. Bikurim, because it's the first of the produce which has been brought upon the Mizbeach. Now, but that's taking a bigger step backwards. What are all these menachos about? What are all these meal offerings about? How do we understand this? There's a very beautiful introduction that Adin Steinsaltz has to Maseches Menachos, and it's important to appreciate this. Notice that there are two Masechtos, two tractates in the Babylonian Talmud, which deal with korbanos, which deal specifically with sacrifice. The first is Zvachim, which means those are animal sacrifices. Menachos really are all the non-animal sacrifices. That refers to offerings brought from grains, libations of wine and oil. That's all included in the category of menachos, what's called the meal offerings. It's interesting that the one is Zvachim is from the animal kingdom, and menachos is coming from the plant kingdom. Two very different ideas, but they're back to back. However, it is interesting to know that there are a few differences. So, for instance, when you sacrifice an animal, there are different categories of animal sacrifices, as we've been seeing through our parasha. We've already covered so far the korban ola. We're going to see the shlamim, and we're going to see the chatas and asham in our parasha. Some of those are kodshim kalim, which means a lower level of kodesh, and can be eaten outside the confines of the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan, and can be eaten in Yerushalayim. However, when it comes to menachos, menachos are all kodesh kadashim. They can only be eaten actually in the precinct of the Megdash as well. So they seem to be even a holier level than regular karbanos. There is a parallel between a regular karban and a meal offering karban in that there are three basic processes necessary. And that is that when an animal is slaughtered, the first blood is taken out of the from the animal's neck and is taken, gathered in a cup, in a vessel, and transported to the Mizbech and poured onto or sprinkled onto the altar. Those are what's called the idea of Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zricha. However, when it comes to the Korban Mincha, a very similar process actually occurs. So you present a meal offering to the Kohen, he takes out an Azkara, or it's Kemitza, which is literally a fistful of the flour, if it's a flour offering, or an Azkara, if it's a offering which is more clumpy, it's together, let's say like the Minchas Machavash or Marcheshes, where it's not just flour. A part of it's taken out, and then it is placed into a vessel, and it is carried to the Mizbech and burnt upon the Mizbech. So it's almost like the first blood of the animal coming out. It's the first little bit of the Korban Mincha is also taken to the Mizbech. Similarly, if there is an inappropriate thought, meaning to say a person thinks about doing this Korban for the wrong reasons, the wrong time, the wrong place, it would disqualify a Korban when doing any of these four stages. Similarly, with a Mincha, the same thing is also true as well. So there really are a lot of parallels between them. Now, in terms of the Menachos, there are very different types of Menachos. In fact, there are in total 15 different types of meal offerings. 11 of them are brought by individuals, 3 are brought by the community, and 1 is actually the one which is associated with every single korban, as we learn about in Parashas Shlach, that every animal has an accompanying mincha that goes with it as well. So when looking at the menachos brought by individuals, there is the regular simple flour mixture, that's a regular mincha. Then there's chalois, those are unleavened cakes, rikikin, unleavened wafers. There's also the machavas, which is a fried, and the gmar cheshes, which is the cooked mincha. There's also a time where a person, let's say for certain sins, cannot afford a more expensive mincha, what's called a korban oila v'yored, that has different options as to what can be used for. That korban can be a mincha, that's one other option. There's a minchas kana'os, which is the meal offering brought by a soita, in a relationship where there's fidelity suspicions. There is also the one brought by the kohen, minchas kohen, which is brought by the kohen when begins your service in the Beis HaMikdash. There is also the daily mincha brought by the kohen gadol in the morning and the afternoon. He brings his own korban kohen, the minchas kohen gadol. And then there are the chalos brought to the korban toda as well. The loaves brought with the nazir as well are also included in this as well. So those are 11 of the personal korban minachos. And the communal ones are the minchas ha'omer. That's the one brought at the beginning, the second day of Pesach, which starts the omer cycle. The shtei alechem, which are the two loaves brought on Shavuos, which are the end of the omer process. And the lechem aponim, 12 loaves on a weekly basis, are also actually considered minachos. So there's a vast array of minachos. They all have their own unique rules. They are all sacrifices coming from the world of the plant kingdom, from the world of flora as opposed to fauna, and form an important part of coming close to the Almighty. With this, we conclude the third Aliyah. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.